Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I am wanting to file a claim for unemployment. I recently lost my job, and I'm waiting to hear back from another one. So in the meantime, I was trying to get something, you know, coming in while I'm waiting to hear back from other jobs.
Okay. Can I have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 416-530-904.
That's 416-530-904.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Yes, ma'am. Jaden Ashley Moore, January 4th, 2001. So 0104-2001.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I do not, no, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed?
High school diploma.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Morris.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify what state you receive your license in and your license number?
You said what state?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let me grab my wallet real quick. It is in the state of Alabama, and my license number is 958-4130.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checkings or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit into my bank account.
Okay. And do you have your routing and account number?
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My routing number is 262-083-881.
I have 26. Your routing number is 262-083-881.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and your account number?
Okay, my checking account number is 633-09-1111.
That's three or four ones?
Four ones.
Okay. I have 633-091-111.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And can I get you to verify your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. On my driver's license is different from my address I'm living in.
Mm-hmm.
So do I give you the one that's on my driver's license or my residence?
Okay.
I'm asking which one.
Whichever you want to use for mailing address.
Okay, sorry. I don't know. Okay. Let's see, 976. Make sure that's right. 976. Edwards, that's one word, Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, Lake Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
That's 35235.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I have 976 Edwards Lake Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Correct.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and can I get you to verify your phone number?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. 205-720-7293.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Gardendale, Hoover, Athens, or none of the above?
So, say that one more time. So, which of the cities?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you?
Like used to live in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Homewood.
I have Tuscaloosa, Gardendale, Hoover, Athens, or none of the above.
Oh, okay. None of the above. I thought you said Homewood.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 112 Aspen Circle, 2910 McFadden Drive, 3001 Boogie Circle Southeast, 560 Clubhouse Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
None of the, you said Aspen Cove?
Aspen Circle?
None of the above. No.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 187 Greenbrier Drive, 2840 Village Springs Road, 4016 County Road 15, 654 Canyon Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with any.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Worked for the federal government?
Yes, ma'am.
Meaning, elaborate that?
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian?
Oh, no.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Last day worked?
You said last day of work?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. What was last Tuesday? This past Tuesday, which was, let's see, February 8th.
Okay.
Or February, no. February 9th. February 9th was my last day at work.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am, I don't, no.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. You are not required to be able for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
Okay, well, yes, I'm eligible to work for normal hours. I just didn't understand the question fully, but yeah.
Okay, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25-mile radius, maybe 30, or 25-mile radius, within a 25-mile radius.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Let's see. $13 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
You said, do I obtain work exclusively? No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last job title?
Dietary aid food assistant.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I seeking work? I am seeking work, yes, ma'am.
And what was the name of your last employer?
Children's Hospital. Children's of Alabama.
And do you have their phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Of my manager's phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, her name is Chris Trivett, Trivette. Chris Trivett. Her number is 205-638-2951.
Okay, that's area code 205-638-2951.
Correct.
And do you remember the start date of this employment?
Yes, ma'am. My start date was, let's see, it was on, my start date was July. I think it was July 17th or July 12th.
2021.
Yes, ma'am.
City and state work was performed in.
Huh?
City and state work was performed in.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working here?
I was terminated, let go.
And why were you let go?
Think I had gotten another write-up while I was on, still on an extended probationary period. For tardiness or absence.
It was for absence.
Yes. For not calling in within the time frame that they needed.
And the name of the person that discharged you?
Chris Trivet and Bersetta Wilson.
Spell Trivet.
T-R-I-V-E-T-T-E.
Okay. You say you didn't call in a timely fashion?
Yeah, and within the period they wanted, yeah.
Okay. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Show up on time, not call out, be prompt, and worked hard. Communicated with my supervisor and my manager. And I did what I was supposed to do.
Okay, I said show up on time and not called out and did my job to the best of my ability.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you elect to have 10%? Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Say that one more time. Sorry.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am. I can do that.
Okay. You have pen and paper.
Let me grab. Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do.
The easiest way to remember your PIN is the last two digits of your social security number and the last two digits of the year you were born.
Okay, so you said the last two digits of my social security?
Yes, ma'am, and then the last two digits of the year you were born.
So that would be a total of four numbers?
Yes, ma'am. 0401.
Gotcha.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama, which is spelled all the way out, Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S,
dot. Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S, dot.
Alabama, spelled all the way out. .gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov.
And these are, so that www.labor.alabama.gov, that's where I make my claims each week. I'm supposed to.
Yes, ma'am.
What about the alabamaworks.gov? What is that for?
That is for the career center. To update your resume and stuff.
So I have to go to career center. I have to do that each week too?
No, you just do that one time.
Okay, to upload a resume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the labor.alabama.gov, that is for me to log on to each week to claim benefits for the week before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how do I do that?
Okay, if you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
And rather, I can do that instead of getting on the online?
Yes ma'am.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800.
Okay.
361.
Okay.
4524.
And I call that number if I have a problem?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay, Ms. Moore, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I need to make my next claim by...
You can file your next claim Sunday. No later than 5 p.m. Friday.
This Sunday between this Sunday and next Friday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.